Vida, the houses that you lived in, the first houses that you remember, did they have electricity and plumbing?
No electricity. I was fortunate that they built a new home that my dad was able to buy. We did not have telephone. We did not have electricity until, must have been in the late 20s, I guess.
And what about plumbing, running water?
I always had it, but I know that many did not.
So then in the evening, what did you use for lights in your house with no electricity?
Very nice lamps that had those little globes.
Kerosene lamps?
Well, we had kerosene lamps, but we also had one that was a gasoline lamp, I guess, because it gave much better light than the kerosene lamp did.
Did you have to read by that light in the evening and read books by that light?
Yes.
Opal, about your early house, do you remember about the electricity and plumbing?
I can remember the bulb hanging down with just a bulb showing.
Do you remember in the houses that you lived in, the kind of stoves you might have had?
A regular kitchen stove was four burners, I guess, that you used wood in.
Wood-burning stoves?
At that time.
How about the ice box? We didn't have refrigerators.
We had an ice box that they would bring big chunk of ice, you know, and put in the top. We had that kind until we had electricity.
So the iceman would come once a week or whatever? Do you remember, Opal, ice boxes?
Yes. A man in a wagon would go down. He had black canvas curtains to keep the sun out so it wouldn't melt the ice. He'd go up the street yelling, "Ice, ice," and people would run out and get their piece of ice, or he would bring it in with those ice tongs. I can remember that.
What about air conditioning? Neither one of you had air conditioning in this time, those days. So
didn't need it in Colorado.
You didn't need it in Colorado. You were in Oklahoma here, Opal.
We never expected. It seemed like it was cool. It was closed off. I think they had fans. Yeah, they had fans that fanned it.
Yeah, the fans.